Welcome to the Social Code Podcast. I'm Lauren Crawford, full-time dance instructor and wellness coach.
And I'm Leah, happy-go-lucky social dancer and co-host, or also known as Lauren's sister.
You've tuned in today because you've entered the social dance scene and you've realized there's more to it than just skill level.
That's why we're here, to show you how to navigate making friends, the inevitable rejection, building confidence, and avoiding awkward situations, and more.
We'll be talking all things lifestyle, relationships, and social dancing. So let's get into it.
Okay, Leah.
What's up?
If I say, ouch, what does that make you instantly think of or do? If I say, ouch.
Say, I'm sorry.
Why would you say you're sorry, though?
Because I stepped on you.
How do you know you stepped on me?
Because you know when your like heel is going through something soft. You know when your heel is not clicking on the floor and it's in someone's ankle or foot.
Dying. You're not wrong. Exactly right. You know if you stepped on someone, right?
Like 100%. There's not even like a question. My feet are very sensitive, even when I'm in heels, to where if I accidentally like graze something that's not the ground, I'm like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. And Lauren's always like, you didn't do anything. I'm this like, I could have sworn that I stepped on you.
This is true.
Like, you feel it. So if you're not hearing, if you hear a crunch, know that someone behind you is not happy and you need to take a second and reevaluate your shit and get your life together. Stop your dance. Look at them and say, hey, are you okay? Because you know that they're hurting right now.
I love it. I love your intensity about it. Leah's intense about this because
I had to carry you out.
Because she literally last week had to pick me up and carry me to my car because I got stepped on. But we have all been there.
Yes.
Like every single one of us has been stepped on at some point or has maybe even stepped on someone else accidentally. So here are some floor hazards that we're going to be talking about today.
Yeah.
Really, especially when it comes to dance etiquette, specifically with this kind of stuff.
Yeah. On a serious note, it is a safety thing because someone could really actually get hurt.
Oh, yes.
You know what I mean? Like you could break someone's foot. You can get a concussion. You know what I mean? You can hurt your back. You can literally throw out your back or slip a disc. Or so many things can happen if you're not cautious of what's going on around you. So you need to be observant, and this is what you do to get there.
Yeah. So if you step on someone, a simple thing to do is to turn around and check on that person immediately. Make sure you say sorry. A lot of times it's hard. You're on a crowded dance floor. You accidentally step on someone or you bump into someone. Don't just keep dancing. Take a second to turn around. Even if you're dancing with your partner and they kind of are, you know, they lead you then into a next move, kind of stop so you can make sure that you check on the person that you just bumped into and stepped on.
Yeah. And that this conversation isn't just for the follows, even though they tend to be more of the people that step on others. But
yeah,
I do understand as a follow that I follow what my leaders are having me do. And if they are so wild and crazy and they are throwing me around, you know, I, as much of control as I can try to have and rein it in, if I'm being thrown, I have no idea where I am and they're not paying attention to the people around us. And because of that, I'm not paying attention to the people around us because I'm trusting him to have a good relationship with the floor. So if he's not, then I won't. So it as a leader, also be aware that like this is 50% your fault.
Love it. Leah's coming out of the gate strong.
I'm sorry.
Out of the gate strong.
Own your
love
shit.
That. So truly, if you find that throughout your dance that you and your partner are bumping into people, really reevaluate what you're doing and take it down a notch. Just kind of shrink everything up a little bit. And it's equal responsibility, you know. Rein it in, like Leah said, like really rein it in. If you find that other people are bumping into you, just try to move yourself around the dance floor to kind of avoid that happening. It's going to happen. It's people dancing and doing moves in a crowded space.
Yeah, but it's small quarters and a lot of people.
Yeah, the moral of the story is don't be a jerk. If somebody bumps into you, say sorry. If I'm walking down the street and I bump into somebody, I'm always going to say sorry.
Right. Don't give them a dirty look while you're dancing. Like, I can't believe that they just bumped into me. Like, I'm sorry.
Yes. It's very important to understand your relationship, not only with your partner, but like Leah said, the relationship on the dance floor as well. So, no bumper cars, kids.
It's not what we're about here.
With that, let's float right into crazy moves. So, crazy moves.
Mm-hmm.
Save your lifts, your tosses, your flips, and your tricks for competitions and performances. They're not for social dancing. Those crazy moves, it's not the correct setting if you go social dancing. There's no reason why you should go out to any sort of salsa club or a cute little like nook on the streets of Puerto Rico and be lifting
and throwing your girl around.
Absolutely. It's never the place. So if you want to do that kind of stuff, really be mindful of where you are.
Right. So when you're, just a little side note, right? So when you are doing those lifts and things and you see people doing them, they have an entire stage, right? Or an entire floor, and there's only like three couples that are on the floor doing
it. Yeah.
They have an immense amount of space. You do not when you're out social dancing.
Correct.
So that being said, moving on to our next point.
Yeah, just never do tricks with people that you haven't danced with before either.
Yeah.
This has happened to me many times, and I see it a lot, you know, where somebody will learn a trick maybe in a class somewhere, and they'll try to, like, do it with you. Like, they'll try to, like, lean or, like, pick you up. Like, you don't know someone's comfort level. You don't know someone's restrictions on their body if they have back problems, neck problems, shoulder problems. Like, there's no reason why you should be doing any sort of crazy moves with somebody, one, that you have never danced with, and two, surprising somebody by pulling out crazy moves. It's honestly just never appropriate in a social setting.
No, it's not. There's only been a few times.
You could hurt others.
Yes. There's been a few times where that I've had a lead do a very small lift when I first started dancing, but he was 100% confident, and he knew how to maneuver me to where I actually didn't need to do anything because it was so quick and it wasn't big and we weren't bumping into anybody.
I'm glad you said that because I still disagree. I think that even with that, even though it was like in a way where he had full control and it was very safe because it was small, I don't think that it's ever appropriate in a social setting. I really don't.
I can see that. Yeah. I've also had, on the other hand, right, agreeing with you on that point, people throwing me into dips or tricks, and because they're seeing how something looks, and then they think that they can do it, and they throw you into it, and then they drop you.
Yeah.
Because especially when you're dipping, right? This is one of our points, because dipping is a huge thing. It's pretty. It's fun. Everyone loves to do it, right? It adds a little bit of flair and, like,
excitement.
Excitement, yeah, to your dancing. But when you are dipping, the last thing that you want to do as a leader is throw a girl or your follow into a dip to where she is literally having to brace herself on your body or else her head's going to be slammed into the ground, right? Now, ladies or followers, you shouldn't be doing a dip unless you can hold your own body weight anyway. Not all the way, but there's a certain point when you're dipping to where, like, it's like a threshold, right? You don't go farther than you being able to pull yourself back up. But if you're being whipped into it, leaders, be mindful that, like, it doesn't feel good and you can easily throw out someone's back.
This goes right along with don't do crazy moves.
Yeah.
It's unnecessary. You need to dip cautiously. So, one, you need to be careful on a crowded dance floor that a lot of times it's not appropriate to dip if a dance floor is very crowded. You are sending someone's head down to a level that can be elbowed, kicked,
healed.
Absolutely. You know, you have to be really mindful of that. And if you're not paying attention to what's going on around you, it can be very dangerous. Two, if you're going to be doing a dip, I've seen this many times too, where it's done with one hand.
Oh my gosh.
If you are not holding your partner,
I don't care how small they are and how big you are.
No.
There's a certain, like, it's physics.
And I get it. because there are plenty of classes that you can take where, as an instructor, you're constantly trying to come up with new things,
yes,
with new moves. You know, you've taught for 10 years, you do a move nearly every single day,
mm-hmm,
and you want to introduce that, but, and I really, really mean this, just because you learned it in a class doesn't mean that you should always use it social dancing. I'm going to say that again. Just because you learned it doesn't mean you should do it.
I agree. 100%.
There's a time and a place. A lot of times, just by understanding the concept of a dip, your lead and your follow will be better, but it doesn't mean that you necessarily should be executing that move on the floor.
Yes.
Because hurting your partner is never cool. Like, I know that I get a lot of leaders, especially that do lessons with me, that want to learn how to dip, and I will always tell them, I will teach you how to dip, but you do not get to dip anybody that you have not practiced this with off of the dance floor.
Yes.
And I really push on that. And I tell them, if I see you dip somebody before I tell you that you are fully ready, then I will not proceed and teach you anymore. Because that's how serious that I think that it is.
Even in our classes, we've done baby dips, like, mm-hmm, very shallow dips where you're basically just like bending at the knee and, mm-hmm, there's no like back arch, mm-hmm, or anything like that. And even then, we still try and shy away from teaching dips in that class setting because you need time and control, and we need to make sure that you're like 100% paying attention
and not just physics.
Doing, yes, and not just doing your own thing because, like, you're like, oh, I got it. Like, it looks easy.
Yes.
It's so important that it's a trick. It can be very dangerous. Again, concussions, broken necks,
mm-hmm,
you know, all of those things.
Slip discs.
Yes. It's not a funny thing, even though it can be a fun thing.
Yeah.
You know, and that's okay, but it just has to be controlled.
It has to be controlled and just practiced. So I know that today's episode is very like, don't do this. This is wrong. Don't do crazy moves. Say sorry to people. But sometimes, yeah, you need to chill your shit.
Yeah.
You know, we're coming at you with a little bit of
real,
yeah,
tough love.
A little tough love because it's really true. And I can't stress it enough.
I know. We're going to sound redundant, but it's one of those, like, do not act crazy. Basically, like, use common sense.
If you want to learn how to do a trick and it's really important to you and you really want to use it, then I strongly suggest that you go to somebody that can teach you how to do it properly.
An instructor.
Yes.
Someone on the dance floor.
An instructor. Never do it on the dance floor. An instructor that can teach you how to do it properly and then practice it off of the dance floor.
And save it for a time that makes sense.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
So that's our episode today. Right?
Yep. Short and sweet.
Oh, just like Leah, short and sweet. Ooh, girl.
All right, so in recap, if you step on somebody, take a moment to turn around and check on them.
Yes.
You know, this is our dance family. It's important,
yeah,
to check in. Keep crazy moves at bay. Quality over quantity.
It's our motto.
It's our motto. And dip cautiously.
Yes, just be mindful of people's bodies.
Yep. Bye.
Bye-bye.